Halachot in the laws of Sefirat HaOmer. Torah says in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Kaf Aleph Pasuk Tet Vav, Usfartem Lachem Ma'achorat HaShabbat Meyom Abiyachem Et Omer HaTenufa Sheba Shabbatot Temimot Tiyena. The Achamim understand this Pasuk when it says Ma'achorat HaShabbat. It means the day after the first day of Pesach, meaning on the second day of Pesach from the Torah, we have an obligation to start counting 7 weeks. This is what's called the Sefirat HaOmer, which starts on the 16th of Nisan at night for 7 weeks. The Shibboleth HaLeket in Siman Resh LaMedvav brings down from the Midrash that when the Jewish people came out of Mitzrayim, Borei Olam told them that in 50 days they are going to receive the Torah. Like God told Moshe, "Behotzi'acha et ha'am min Mitzrayim ta'avdun et ha'Elohim al ha'har hazeh." The nun of ta'avdun is to symbolize that 50 days from Yisiyat Mitzrayim ta'avdun. Ta'avdu nun. They're going to serve God after 50 days, which is Matan Torah. Am Yisrael was so excited to receive the Torah, they couldn't wait. So every day that passed, they counted. Today is 1 day that passed, 2 days that passed, 3 days that passed. And therefore, there's also a remez to reach Matan Torah, to count the 50 days. Out of the love that Bnei Yisrael had in anticipation to receive the Torah. However, it should be noted that the mitzvah min haTorah was only at the time of the mitzvah of Kitzirat HaOmer. Because the Torah does link the counting of Sefirah to the time that they brought the special Korban on the second day of Pesach called Korban HaOmer. Today, however, that the Beit HaMikdash is not Kayam, according to the majority of the Poskim, including Maran, based on what he said in Siman Taf Petet, it is marked that today Sefirah HaOmer is only a mitzvah midrabbanan. What do you have to know this for? Because there are many that have a good practice to say the Lashem Yehud before they say the Sefirat HaOmer. And in the Lashem Yehud they say, Hareni ba lekayem mitzvat asem in haTorah. This is a mistake. It's not a mitzvat asem in haTorah, it's a mitzvat midvrei sofrim. It's only mitzvah midrabbanan. And therefore one has to be careful to delete that text from the Nosach of the Lashem Yehud. It should be noted that there's a very interesting Harambam in Perek Bet Melchot Mamrim Halacha Tet that he says that anybody that says milk and chicken is asur min haTorah is over on Bal Tosif, because he's making a mitzvah de Rabbanan, he's saying it's deoraita. And therefore it's possible that if a person in the Lashem Yehud is going to say, Hareni ba lekayem mitzvot asem min haTorah, he could be, he's over al bal tosif. He's adding to the mitzvot. It's not a mitzvah min haTorah anymore to do mitzvot tzivat haOmer, it's all mitzvot Rabbanan. And therefore, Chacham Avadya rules in Chazon Avadya, on page Resh Yudalid, Lefichach, En Ra'uy Lomar, Benosach al Hashem Yehud, Hareni ba lekayem mitzvot asem min tzivat haOmer, Kmo shekatub baTorah, Me'achar shetzivat haOmer bizman hazeh mid Rabbanan. Furthermore, the rabbi in Dafresh Tetvav in Chazon Avadya Hilchot Yom Tov said that on the last night one has to be careful not to say the pasuk Kemo shekatuv shiv'a shavuot sporlach, because on the last night it's possible that by saying the word shiv'a shavuot it's already accounted, because it's the last night, it's the 49th time of Shiv'a Shavuot. So therefore he says that that pasuk should be deleted on the last night. So again, halakha l'maaseh Sefirat HaOmer v'zman hazeh v'zman rabbanan, L'shem Yehud is proper to say L'shem Yehud, not to say mitzvat aseh, but you can't quote the pesukim, and better not, certainly not to say the pasuk of Shiv'a Shavuot on the last night.